The State Department of Public Health reported 986 new coronavirus cases yesterday. That's the biggest daily number since late May. 30 more people have died from COVID-19, and more than one-fifth of all communities in the state are now considered at high risk. If you step back and take a broad look at the state numbers, you see a very sharp spike in the spring, and then much lower levels in the summer, and more recently, a slow, fairly steady rise in cases. That recent increase is nowhere near as dramatic as the spring surge, but it's raising concerns about this fall and winter, and whether we're at the start of another surge. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg spoke with local experts and joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Bob.
So it sure sounds worrisome, Kerry. What's the central question at this point?
Well, to use a mountain analogy, the central question is whether this rise we're seeing will turn out to be a relatively sort of gentle, flat mound, or whether it will turn out to be the foothills of a much taller, steeper peak, the start of a second surge, as you said. Dr. Benjamin Linus, he's an associate professor of medicine at Boston University, says we can't know for sure right now, but he's worried.
There's obviously a lot of concerning signs. The test positivity rate is rising. There's data coming from the COVID viral load, so how much COVID genetic material is in our wastewater. And that's spiked up recently as well. So, you know, I can't answer definitively. No one can, but clearly signs are suggesting that we are at the beginning of a surge.
He does point out, though, that the curve is looking flattened and we clearly have better control than we did in the spring when Boston Medical Center, where he's an infectious disease specialist, was filled with almost 90% COVID-19 patients.
Surge doesn't have to always be the same thing. And I'm hopeful that even if we are seeing cases come back up, we can prevent that sort of overwhelming surge that we had in April, May.
So, Kerry, I guess I should ask, what's the outlook at this point? What are the data modelers projecting?
Well, Dr. Linus is part of a project at COVID-19sim.org that lets you plug in various scenarios and see their expected effects on coronavirus spread. Like, what if we keep our current policies, or what if we take tougher measures to stem the spread? And he says that if we stay on the path we're on, their models are not currently projecting a rapid, dramatic rise, but they are projecting a continuing increase of infections. Now, of course, you always want to take projections with a great big grain of salt. But here's a bit more cautiously optimistic news from Dr. Jennifer Stevens at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She works on COVID forecasting to help hospitals prepare.
Our entire model suggests that things are continuing to smolder, but not spin out of control at this point.
And the modeling she uses includes looking at data on people's movements, in particular, whether they're going to different types of businesses, including non-essential ones. She says Massachusetts residents since Labor Day have been very restrained.
There's not been a huge uptick in how people have been going out of their homes and how much they've been interacting in some of these businesses. It's certainly more than it was during the shutdown, but we have not had some huge marker of pandemic fatigue in that respect. I take that to be an encouraging sign.
Now, on the other hand, Bob, we just saw Boston go to all remote schooling because its positive test rate went over 5%. And city officials are seeing a spike in the last couple of weeks, and they're concerned to the point that they're encouraging residents to get regularly tested, whether they have symptoms or not.
And that's pretty concerning because we've been hearing for some time now that transmission would likely rise in the fall and winter as people head indoors and the virus spreads more easily in cold, dry air.
Right. And it's rising and it's not even very cold yet. So all in all, the numbers right now are just not looking good. According to Sam Scarpino, who heads up the Emergent Epidemics Lab at Northeastern, he doesn't like the rise in both raw numbers of cases and the percentage of tests that are positive. That means there really are more cases. It's not just more testing.
And then, of course, probably the most worrying is that the hospitalization numbers are already way up. They've stabilized over the past week, but we're up almost 70% over the past sort of 4 to 6 weeks. And so those three together paint a very worrying picture.
Although on hospitals, we should add that the hospital numbers remain far, far below what they were in the spring.
All right, so Sam Scarpino said a very worrying picture, but we have no huge statewide spike yet or exponential growth at this point. So in the big picture, Carrie, how does all this translate into what we should be doing?
Well, on the personal level, you've heard it a zillion times, stay vigilant, keep social distancing, all the other public health measures that we've heard about.
All right, and keep wearing those masks.
Keep wearing masks. And at the policy level, we'll be watching how the state responds.
Okay. WBUR health and science reporter Carrie Goldberg, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.